First, you gotta have a career, ambition. He gotta send her flowers on a Tuesday. Nowadays, I'd be like, oh, hell no, bitch.
Oh, I'm a bad mother because I make crazy ass videos.
She don't care about nothing but her fucking nut. So, whatever, come on, little side bitch. Let's go get you some self respect and dignity in a life. Don't accidentally stick your dick in the wrong hole. 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 Bitches out here sucking. Bitches out here sucking. Bitches out here sucking. Bitches out here sucking. I can't stand when somebody comment under one of my video. Is she high? No, motherfucker, I am blessed.
You know what I mean?
Wow.
So good.
Yeah.
So good. What you saying?
I gotta turn my shit up.
You gotta turn your shit up?
Is that you? Sorry. Here we go.
You good?
You wanna fuck with my mind?
You wanna fuck with me?
She's Vietnamese, right?
I don't know.
Sounds Vietnamese.
Oh, yeah? Looks like there's a new master of accents, everybody.
I'm the master of Asian accents. Because I dated a Chinese guy. Remember that, Tom?
Check you out. Yeah, I remember that.
Best years of my life.
This is submitted by Soul 45. I like it. Thanks, Soul 45. Try to be better about naming the submission people. It's tough to stay on top of.
Yep.
So, next week, well, first of all, huge thank you to everybody that came out to the shows in Sperm Can. They were really fun. Thank you guys very much. I'm going to Saxonville, Florida.
That's okay. It's not very good.
Jackson Dicks?
There you go. That's better.
I'm going to Jackson Dicks, Florida.
That's much better.
The Comedy Zone in Jacksonville, Jackson Dicks, next week. 5th, 6th, and 7th of May. And then Sewer Juice, New York, May 20th and 21st. It's only four shows. The very next week, actually, Chris Jeanza is in La Jolla.
Yeah.
You're in La Jolla.
Man Diego. Doing the comedy, the store. Comedy start.
And then in June, I'm in Irvine, California.
That's good. Urine.
Yeah. At the Improv there.
Man.
At the Irvine Spectrum Mall. That's the 9th, 10th, and 11th. And then Nashville, Smashville.
Good.
Yeah, Crash.
Good.
Cashville.
Rashville.
Gashville.
Oh, even better.
Gashville, Tennessee. Yep. Yeah. June 16th, 17th, and 18th.
Wait a minute. That's my birthday, June 18th.
Yeah. Which number is it this
year? Himmler's birthday.
Which birthday is it?
40. I don't look at the people are like, what?
You look great. 20? You look amazing. And then I'm going to West Balzac, New York.
Wait, I don't know what the real place.
West Nyack.
Oh, Nyack. Yeah, West Balzac.
West
Nutsack?
West Nutsack.
Yeah. You need to keep the end sound.
Yeah, you got to keep the end
there.
Yeah,
it's really important.
That's June 23rd through 25th. I've never been to that club.
Really fun, really big club. Beautiful club. They really did a great job at the Improv there. You're going to like
start getting some tickets.
You're going to like the way you look.
So, yeah. That's that, man.
So we plugged mine at the Comedy Store, May 27th, 20th in La Jolla. Also, come see me. I'm at the Comedy Store here in Hollywood most Saturdays at the 7:30 p.m. show. Come see me. Lineups are killer. I just did the show this last Saturday. Mark Maron was there. Judd Apatow, a little indie filmmaker.
Yeah.
Dane Cook was doing spots. The store is on fire right now. Go to it.
There you go. That's what's up. Oh, locally, I will be at the Improv this week on
what
Friday.
What night? You're doing Friday night?
Friday late show, I think. 10 p.m.
Late show! Friday.
So if you're around, come
finger
see your boy.
Finger your butthole, just we finger are it good. Finger your butthole.
So, yeah. Thank you, guys. All my shows, TomSegura.com. Get your tickets.
Get your life.
Are you all set then, Jeans?
I'm ready to party.
I'm ready to party. Also, of course, we want to acknowledge our producer. Acknowledge.
Oh, I thought you said knowledge.
Our producer.
Like rappers say.
Blue Band is here.
You Jew motherfucker, you.
Oh, look at you. You got your own drop.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll show his face one day. Who knows?
Maybe. Whatever.
You Jew motherfucker, you.
So.
It's a lot. It's intense, babe. It's an intense drop. You okay with that, Blue Band?
Love it.
Hey, Blue Band, quit yet? Of course he loves it. Bam.
Goodness. One thing too, guys, if you've done it before, thank you for using our Amazon banner. But if you're shopping on Amazon, I please beg you, use your mom's house podcast.com's portal. Go to the banner at the bottom of our homepage, click on it, and do your shopping as you normally would.
It's a huge help for us. It actually, you know, it helps us be able to do a lot of things we do on the show. It helps contribute to the fact that we have a full-time producer.
Producer, director.
Director, he's a choreographer.
Singer.
But all that, yeah, it definitely helps. Thank you, guys. You ready, Jeans?
Yeah, we got so much to go over. Oh, it's kind of ridiculous.
I actually didn't even bookmark any of these as the opening clip. I don't know, what should we go for? Oh, yeah, that's pretty amazing. Okay. Okay, here we go. Let me see if I can.
I totally every.
Just his voice makes me laugh.
I know.
So good.
What do I press? Control
F? He's the best,
man. Command F.
Who's funnier than Joey Diaz?
Oh, no, you know it because you spacebarred it. You got to double click it to open it.
God damn it.
Oh, this is good for the show. Okay.
It's like watching an 80-year-old. I hear LinkedIn is helpful. How do I log in? There he is again.
So what do I do?
Command F.
He's the best.
Okay, here
Look
we go.
This guy.
Let's get the show started.
I tell Lee every day, I'm going to tell you who harasses me that I can press charges on him. LinkedIn. LinkedIn harasses me every fucking day. The social network. It's a bunch of bums that aren't working. So stop hitting me up on LinkedIn. I'm not even opening up that account. I don't fuck with LinkedIn.
I'm not having a fuck with that shit.
Professionals, you're a fucking moron. You ain't no fucking professional.
LinkedIn. This shit is big time!
Who is Randy?
Don't bring anyone loving to this.
Your mom in the fucking stand!
Welcome to your mom's house with Tom Segura, and
Christina Pajitza.
Welcome to your mom's house.
Link it in.
You said it wrong 14 times.
Link it in.
Damn it, that is so fucking funny.
LinkedIn is helpful.
He.
LinkedIn.
LinkedIn.
I don't fuck with LinkedIn.
Neither do I. You know, I've heard that Joey and I overlap. We don't like text messages either.
Oh, my God.
He hates it, right?
He told me one time, text. I'm going to break your fingers if you send me another text. I think he told Duncan, he's like, I'll stab you. I swear to God, I'm going to stab you in the throat if you send me more texts.
LinkedIn.
LinkedIn.
That and didn't he say, he couldn't say quinoa.
Quinoa. He said to me on a flight. We got off a flight. He's like, first class, bullshit meal, give you fucking quinoa.
What? Now, Joey came on our show back when your mom's house, we were filming in our house in Silver Lake.
Yeah,
old school. This is before I really knew him. I just met the guy, and he was telling a story about taking a shit on a tree in his backyard. You remember that?
Oh my god,
of his own house.
Yeah, he said a few things on that episode.
Oh yeah,
we can make songs out of that.
Yeah. yeah.
I tell Lee every day. I'm going to tell you who harasses me that I can press charges on him. Lincoln harasses me every fuck.
Lincoln.
That's the best. I can press charges against.
The social network. It's a bunch of bums that aren't working. So stop hitting me up on LinkedIn. I'm not even opening up that account.
Oh, man.
I don't fuck with LinkedIn.
I don't have a fuck with that shit.
Professionals. You're a fucking moron. You ain't no fucking professional.
Bunch of bums. Oh, that's the best, man.
Lincoln.
Uncle Joey.
That is just too much.
Yeah.
I laughed. I almost had a fucking aneurysm when I saw that the other day. I love that none of them corrects him either.
Don't correct Joey Diaz. No. The best part is Joey asked me to do his podcast when I was pregnant.
Yeah.
And I was like, I don't want to inhale all that secondhand weed smoke. You know, I couldn't tell him why, but I was like, I don't think I should do your show.
Oh, really?
Well, because
I
don't want to contact high.
Right.
I was pregnant, and it's kind of inevitable when you're working with Joey Coco Diaz.
Yeah. Yeah. No, you're going to get high.
Of course.
You're going to get high.
Just sitting in the room.
You shake his hand.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, I don't know.
And you were all preggers.
Yeah.
So you kind of knew the answer.
Yeah. To LinkedIn?
No.
Where's the cum?
To where the cum is.
Where's the cum?
It's all up inside you.
God. What's wrong?
So you got to cover those balls?
Yeah.
Wow, you're fired up today.
Yeah,
huh?
Man.
Gray whiskers?
I got so many gray whiskers.
Yeah, and in your hair, too, this morning, I noticed you got a lot more...
got some cum in my hair?
Salt and cum in there, yeah. A lot of cum in your hair.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
Hey, so do you like my jacket?
I do like your jacket today.
It's funny, because when I bought this jacket...
Yeah?
You were like, you look like MacGyver. It's you know what's interesting is that now that I go back, this is the third jacket that you've mocked me for.
Well, no. One jacket you put on, I go, I hate that jacket.
You hated it, yeah.
I remember that jacket.
Right.
I hated that jacket.
Yeah, I know. Thank you. I threw it away promptly because I don't want you to have to hate what I'm wearing.
Right. But I also, you told me that you really appreciated me saying how I felt about it.
Right.
Because you said that I always am like, yeah, cool.
And here's the thing, though. This MacGyver jacket actually, I think, looks really good on...
I really think it's cool.
On the video, you know?
I like it.
Covers up my fatness and everything, and it's a nice color.
Babe, I like the jacket.
Okay. But you didn't before. You told me never to wear this. You're like, you look like MacGyver. It looks stupid.
You're making...
You did!
You're so fucking crazy.
What are you talking about?
I didn't say, don't wear that. You look stupid.
Not like that, but you were like, you went, it looks like MacGyver. And then I just stopped wearing it for like a year.
I don't remember that at all.
Well, it happened.
Okay. I mean, your version of shit, I think it happens in your head and you see it.
What are you talking about?
You talk to it?
Just because you don't remember it, I'm crazy?
Well, I remember a fucking conversation we had the other day that you just completely spun around.
Which conversation?
Which conversation? I'll tell you which conversation. This fucking conversation right here.
Yes, sir. I want to start shit off straight, telling all three of y'all, stop playing with my name. Let's go on there. Let's go. Stop playing with my fucking name. Let's go.
Let's do it on camera.
Stop playing with my name.
Let's go right on there.
Nigga, when my name come up, respect it.
Let's go.
Stop playing with my fucking name. All drill, y'all. Stop playing with my name. I ain't gonna say it no more.
So.
That was intense. And when I told you about that clip.
Y'all ready? Yes, sir. I want to start this shit. I'm here. What's happening?
I'm all good, but I'm saying, why come here just to curse us up?
What's happening, man? I wanted to see you.
So, this is for people listening. Obviously, we haven't done a good job of introducing what they're listening
to. And by the way, if you're just listening to this show, you're really missing out because we're on YouTube now, full episodes, and you can see the clips that you're hearing. Talk about a huge improvement in your life.
Yeah.
So subscribe to us on YouTube, okay?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
/ your mom's house podcast, right? YouTube.com/ your mom's house podcast.
Yep.
Subscribe because we also have behind the scenes stuff.
Y'all finished or y'all done?
Ha 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 ha. Yeah. Go ahead.
No, that was it. Because
y'all finished, y'all done.
Y'all finished, y'all done.
I won't start this
so,
shit.
Wait. I got a good idea. Since we're kind of not really having. So tell everybody what they're listening to.
So this is the Birdman. No, I saw this on Instagram because I think Marlon Wayans had posted it. And I just saw some guy getting all pissed. And I saw it and I like filed it away. And then you brought it up. And I was like, who? Because I didn't know that guy's name was Birdman. Mm-hmm. And then you're like, Birdman. I'm like, oh, I don't know who that is. And then I later put the two things together in my head. But you're accusing me of lying and you're calling me crazy.
Because we had a phone call over the weekend.
Yeah.
I was in sperm can and I'm talking to you.
Yeah.
And I explained to you in detail about this. And then when we sat down here and you go, do you have the Birdman clip? And I go, yeah, of course. And you go, oh, yeah, like I told you about that. And I was like, what are you talking about? You have no
idea.
I
didn't say I told you. Did I say I told you about that? I did?
Yeah.
Oh, I was joking then.
Okay.
I knew I didn't break the news to you. I had seen it is what I said. That's what I meant, rather. I was familiar with the Birdman's work.
Okay.
Put some respect on my name.
But he's practically crying.
Dude, he's
why is he so mad at them?
So let's go over for what's going on. So Birdman, for those of you that don't know, he is a hip-hop mogul, like one of the OGs from the 90s. He started Cash Money Records. He had that, you know, that whole wave of guys. Manny Fresh was his producer, Juvenile, Lil Weezy, Lil Wayne. That whole crew, they sold millions and millions of records.
Yep.
He has a net worth well over $100 million.
Jeez.
And, you know, he's just like the rest of the moguls in hip-hop. He has a fashion line. He has a liquor line. He's, you know, very savvy.
He's a writer, producer.
Yes, very savvy maker. Business guy. But in recent years, he's gotten a lot of flack for some of his record contracts, the fact that he has Lil Wayne tied up and won't let him out of a deal. And so people have kind of really shit on him for that, especially within hip hop. Mm. And so what's happening is that this guy right here, Charlamagne, the God, he had talked about Birdman's business practices with a couple other guests who were hip hop artists, Trick Daddy, and Rick Ross.
I like Rick Ross, the boss.
That's
he was
right.
on Chelsea lately when I was there.
And you stole his hat.
Stole his hat.
Well, Birdman comes in, and he has all this in his head, like, you guys have been talking shit when you had Rick Ross, when you had Trick Daddy. So he comes in right away and is like, you need to put some fucking respect on my name.
I saw that, yeah.
And then this whole thing, this was supposed to be an interview, obviously, lasts, you know, like less than 2 minutes.
Oh, so he didn't stick around and they didn't.
This is the whole thing. We already gave you a little bit of it. So here's how it starts. He said that before they were rolling. And then this guy's like, well, let's roll. Let's go, you know.
Special guest in the building.
He done cursed us out. Tell him, get it off your chest, Birdman.
He is the God. I thought you were joking.
No.
Because I don't understand the angle. Like what?
I did it already.
So why come here?
I did it already. I'm here. So what's happening?
I mean, it's all good. But I'm saying, why?
And I'm here. What's happening?
I'm all good, but I'm saying, why come here just to curse us up?
What's happening, man? I wanted to see you. I wanted to talk to you and your man and your face.
Absolutely.
You understand me? I knew a few places you was at. I could have pulled up, but I don't think that was gangster. I wanted to come look in your face like a man and tell you how I feel.
Okay.
You understand me? Straight up like a man.
So what's the issue?
No sugar. Ain't no issue. If it was an issue, you'll feel me. I just come to let y'all know, stop, put some respect on my name. You understand me? When y'all saying my name, put some respect on it.
Respect.
Yeah.
R-E-S-P-E-C.
K.
Put some respect on my name.
Pull up on Ross that way or Trick Daddy?
Man, I'm pulling up on you, nigga.
Oh, whoa. Shit.
But I'm the radio guy. Why pull up on the radio guy? I don't have to talk with the radio guy.
I hate my nigga. Y'all finished or y'all done? I ain't got no more talking.
Damn. He just got up like that.
He had like seven deep, too.
And he had those nice chains. You should get those chains.
Okay. I hate my nigga. Y'all finished or y'all done? I ain't got no more talking.
That's quite a question, though, right?
What?
Y'all finished or y'all done?
Y'all finished?
Or y'all done.
It's nonsense, yeah.
He's giving them the same option.
Sure. Right. Are you finished? Or are you all done?
Yeah.
Then either way, it's a no win.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd say don't piss the guy off that has tattoos on his head, right?
You ready or you want to go? He's got a lot of tattoos.
Yeah, would you piss that guy off?
Teardrops, stars.
Yeah.
He's got a fucking oil field tattooed on the other side of his head.
Really?
With oil coming out of it.
Oh,
yeah.
Boy.
Yeah.
Now, my question is, though, if you're just going to come in and be angry, why go in at all?
I think for him, that was him making his point. His point was, I am going to show up. Like, he misled them and said, I want to do an interview and talk.
And then,
what he really wanted to do was show up and go, put some respect on my name.
Put some respect
on my name. Don't talk shit about me.
Sure.
You know?
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a crazy move, dude.
Yeah.
Or you could just say, I don't want to do your show.
But that's not, then they don't really understand how serious you are.
Yeah.
I think on some level, a lot of people made a lot of jokes about this. Like, we've been making jokes about it, too. But on some level, those guys in that studio feel how serious he is.
I felt it.
Yeah.
I got scared for a minute there. I was like, oh, shit.
I'm sure they're much more scared. In the actual, I don't know if it's in this pre-roll, in the before they,
jeez.
But when he comes in here, he's like, stop fucking doing this shit. You can see the girl who's part of the show, and she... Her eyes dart around, like, what?
Well, yeah, because he's bringing in all his dudes. Like, you don't know what's going to happen, right?
Her.
Oh, yeah, dude.
She knows that this is...
No good.
You can tell, look. Like,
she's been in some fights.
Morning, everybody!
She's like...
She's been around some shit. she's worked at the station long enough.
Yeah.
She's seen some fights.
Ah, where the fuck is that? God damn it. This thing fucking sucks.
I'm gonna press pause, mommy.
No.
Y'all ready? Yes, sir. I want to start this shit off straight, telling all three.
All right. All right, bud. See you later, nigga.
Big words in the studio.
That. Look at that. They're all
like, nah.
Yeah.
Well, grand opening, grand closing.
All right. Well, there you have it.
Nah, we good. We good. You know,
there you have
man,
it.
Man, what about all my notes?
Me good.
Yeah.
You know what's funny though is like all the black people I follow on Instagram, they're all lighting up this guy.
Yeah, of course.
Like, I mean, Tamar posted some funny shit, like some remix.
Everybody did. Yeah.
They're all clowning on him.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess he had his feelings hurt, huh?
Yeah.
But he can't go in there and be like, guys, my feelings are hurt.
No. No, you can't. Well, he kind of said that. I'm telling you how I'm feeling right now. You know.
Yeah.
Put some respect on my name.
His voice quivered my night.
He also took off and then put back on his sunglasses like four times.
He's really upset.
Yeah.
It reminds me of P.O.P. all day.
Oh, right, where you can hear her voice.
She's about to cry. Yeah, he's about to cry. Damn.
Yeah.
Put some respect on my name.
On my name.
And you can hear the quiver in the voice there. Yeah.
Poor guy. Wow, he really got fired up, huh?
He really did, man.
Wow.
He really did.
damn. Oof. Poor guy. Poor Birdman.
Yeah.
I don't like to know his feelings are hurt like that. I want to give him a hug.
I bet Lil Wayne had a good laugh about that.
Oh, is Lil Wayne like on his label or whatever?
Yeah, remember I just told you all about that?
Yeah. I forget all the names you rattled off. I mean, okay. I heard.
Y'all finished or y'all done?
Y'all finished? Are you sure it's or all you all done?
Yeah.
Y'all finished or is it... Y'all finished, y'all done.
Y'all finished or y'all done?
Yeah, he says.
Yeah.
Put some respect on my name.
Put some respect on my name.
Yeah.
All the day.
Respect.
Respect.
Yeah. It's awesome.
That is a good one. I'm so glad I brought that to your attention. Your sex life is important, but your schedule is busy. You don't have the time to go to a doctor's office to get treated for your erectile dysfunction. Through Hims, now you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. Hims is changing men's health care by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment, options such as chewable hard mints, brand-name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple and 100% online. No uncomfortable doctor's visits. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/YMH. That's hims.com/YMH for your personalized ED treatment options.
hims.com/YMH. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. My favorite spring cleaning takeaway is the post-clean clarity you get. Wow, how have I been living like this? It's kind of like when you find out that you've been paying a fortune for wireless when Mint Mobile has phone plans for $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan. More like, wow, how have I been affording this? It's time to switch to Mint Mobile and get unlimited talk, text, and data for $15 a month. We use Mint Mobile at the office and we have been saving so much money since switching over. And setting up a Mint Mobile's website was super easy. To get this new customer offer and your new 3-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/mom. That's mintmobile.com/mom. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/mom. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 per month. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speeds slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
Go ahead.
I missed you. You were in sperm can all.
I was.
How was it? Good?
It was really great. I had, thankfully, my buddy, the full charge with me, and we had really fun shows. The crowds were excellent.
Amazing.
It's a brand new club. You know, it's only been open 6 weeks.
No shit.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
It's the same family that owns the Tacoma Comedy Club.
To Come On You.
To Come On You also owns Sperm Can, because they have like the whole cum lockdown there in Washington.
Oh, yeah.
But they killed it. They did a great job with the club.
Good.
Yeah.
Did you eat anything good?
Yeah. I went to Churchill's first night.
What's that, chicken?
It's a steakhouse.
Oh.
Like Winston Churchill.
Yeah, I've heard of that guy.
Not Church's Chicken.
That's
what Jesus Christ.
That's what I heard.
God.
I heard Church's.
Dude.
It's all chicken.
Put some respect on my name.
Churchill's.
Churchill's.
So, yeah, I went there, and then, yeah, we had a couple other, you know, I DJed a little bit. I don't know if you saw my Instagram, but I hit up a club, and you know what I'm saying? They were shut down already, but they're like, we heard about your dad mouth if you want to spin. And I was like, yeah, I'll give you a little flavor.
And then what, but you told me about this, and then you were like, but what happened with it?
What do you mean?
You're like, I showed up at what time did you start DJing?
It was after they closed, so like 2, yeah.
And then you were like, how many songs did you do?
Not that many.
Because?
I hit the weed.
Because you're like, I'm tired.
But that's because I hit the weed, though.
And then DJ Deadmouth had to go sleep.
Well, I had already had a drink or two.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then somebody was like, hey, it's Washington. Smoke this.
Mm-hmm.
And it was literally, I was with Matt, and I go, dude. And then he does. And then I was like, woof. I got to go back. And he's like, I'm with you.
You went, woo, woo. Yeah. It got that woo, woo.
Yeah, it was pretty quick.
It was real.
Once you have the drinks in you.
Yeah. Oh, you can't mix.
Nah, man. We both were like, it's time to go. I don't even think we said bye to the people that brought us there. We were like, we're out. We just kind of.
I can't even be high in public for that reason. I can't talk to people when I'm stoned. You know what's so funny? I did AJ Hawk's podcast, the football player.
Yeah.
And he was talking about how some wives get resentful when their husbands are on the road having fun. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, yeah, I hate his guts.
Oh, you wrote the book on that shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm glad you didn't tell me you were getting high and drinking and stuff. Yeah. I'd really hate your guts a lot more.
Yeah, I saved it. Yeah, yeah.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Now I hate you.
Right.
I'm home
different.
With the kids, trying to sleep train the baby, and you're like,
yeah,
it's cool.
But I don't tell you that while it's going on, so you don't.
Yeah, hate smart.
More. Yeah.
That's a smart move on your part.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah.
It's all right. I'll get you back later.
Okay. What is this?
Does
right
Luke
here?
Wilson teach tennis? I'd like to learn.
You keep mentioning Luke Wilson.
Oh, yeah. I just like him.
Hey, do you want to tell them what happened before I left last week when we took that romantic shower together?
Oh, my God.
So Tommy and I, we've been together a million years, and there was one house I lived in. My first shower, was great. It was like a fire hose dumping, and it was a big shower. Yeah. And you and I used to shower together in the mornings. Very romantic. This is the beginning.
Before work, we had day jobs, and we would get up.
Sure. Yeah. 2005, jeans and jeans, showering together every morning. It was really sweet. I would put a shampoo on your head, and you would suds my back, and we'd make kissy faces, and then go to work.
Yeah.
Now, the next two houses, we always had small showers, so showers were out.
Yeah.
Until now.
Yeah.
And we've got this wonderful shower, and with two heads on it or whatever, and it's a miracle. And so, you know, we get the, hey, let's go take a shower together. It's been a good few years since we've done that, and it starts off okay. And then all of a sudden, little things like you're lathering your head, but extra hard. And then now the suds are like hitting my eyes. You like it freezing cold. I like it warm, like a person.
But you don't like it warm. You like burn, third degree burns hot. You like it so hot.
Yeah, that's a shower. It's killing the bacteria and stuff. Man. And then so I'm like, okay, but I'll let that slide. I don't say anything to you. And then you spread your ass cheeks. You spread them, and you're not doing this as a joke. Spreading your asshole open, and then the water is hitting your asshole, and I'm right next to you, like, really, bro? You're gonna do that? All right.
Well, to clean it out.
Right.
Yeah.
You don't think you could be a little more discreet or cognizant?
But then I took the bar of soap and I put it in there.
That's
the And then you go, what are you doing?
Yeah.
So I'm cleaning my asshole.
Yeah, but you're not supposed to take the bar and mash it against the dirty part.
Yeah, you are.
No, that's what savages do.
I've always done that.
Yeah, because you're a bear. You're not a person.
No, that's how you do it. That's how you do it.
But then you contaminate. No, you contaminate the bar. That's what it was like.
Sniff that one, baby. Yeah.
Oh, and then I made notes because I didn't want to forget. And then you farted in the shower,
that's
too.
That's what that was for, yeah.
Yeah, because you spread your asshole and then you farted. And then my favorite, unbelievable. It gets wilder. The horking.
Yeah.
Horking lookies next to me in the shower. I'm trying to cuddle with you, kiss your face, kiss your beard.
I kissed you. Yeah.
You pee on me all the time.
In the shower.
You piss on me.
In the shower.
Yeah. And all that I can even tolerate until you blew snot.
Oh, yeah.
That was the deal breaker for me. You were, and then the snot came out all over your beard and it gets stuck in your beard. And I almost vomited in the shower. That's when I was like, all right, I'm done. I got to go. I almost threw up. I'm like, it's like showering with a hobo. Like a vagrant who's never been in an indoor shower before.
Oh, man.
You were like, it's a homeless person.
Yeah.
Like you've never been in a shower before.
That's how I shower.
God, I forgot the horrors.
Well, you gotta clean all the pipes out, you know? You gotta get rid of everything.
All of it, apparently. You farted, you spread your asshole, you horked loogies,
you peed on you.
Snotting, you pissed on me.
I didn't jerk off.
That's the one boundary left in our marriage, maybe.
Yeah, we still haven't had that.
Or I haven't walked in on you jerking. I've been waiting for that to happen for years.
I'm at the point now where I'm kind of excited about it. So sometimes now, like, because I used to be like really like, ooh, be real careful.
Yeah.
But now I'm like, just let it happen, you know?
Let it happen.
Well, I just expect it now. I'm like, come on, she's going to walk in there.
What would you do?
Finish.
You would just look at me? Would you make eye contact?
Probably.
Maintain it? Or would you just get out of here and then finish?
I think I would just be like, watch, 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 watch.
Watch, watch, watch. Stupid.
Yeah. It's been a long time.
Since what?
That we've been, you know, together. That hasn't happened yet. It's kind of crazy. Especially considering I do it pretty often, you know?
Yeah, when? When the baby's crying.
And here's the other
something?
Thing.
Does that turn you on?
We have a shower. There's no bathroom door.
Nothing,
it's one of those bedrooms where
it just goes
open
in.
Bathroom.
Yeah, I know. I've been waiting to catch you in there.
Well, I've done it in the shower a few times, so.
When I've been home?
Yes.
Oh, gross. It's probably like when I've been with the kid, though, right? Yeah, I hope you're smart enough to do it when I'm with the baby.
As opposed to where? When?
When I'm walk-in free and maybe I'd come in and.
Well, why would I have to worry about that? You're my wife.
Yeah, but I don't want to watch you jerking off. I don't want to catch you and have that horrible, awkward moment.
I didn't know that.
What? What? Why would I want to catch you masturbating? It's not part of my life. I don't want to know it. I don't need to know.
I would think a lot of people would want to see that.
Nobody wants to see you masturbate.
Really?
You look like a homeless person.
You know, you keep saying
that. You blow your nose too? And
as I jerk off?
Fart and hork and everything.
As I jerk off? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, of course. I have to get myself worked up.
Oh, I'm going to throw up. You're a real
one. Oh, my gosh.
Did I tell you about the wife? I talked about this on the show, but I'll talk about it again.
What?
The wife that walked in on the husband jerking off onto his shit.
Yes. God, did you have to take it there?
Yeah. Can you believe that one?
Yes.
God, that one's wild, man. That's what I'm afraid of.
Where's the cum?
Not like I need to fucking know that. Okay, listen. Can I read this email?
Yeah.
Subject, double pipe classic question. Very important.
Very important. Okay.
Hi, mommies. I was taking my regular dump this morning when I let out the usual pre-brown fart. He writes, I burped at the same time. I was absolutely shocked and couldn't believe what happened. It was a very exciting moment. However, does this count as an authentic, pure double pipe classic, or would it be considered a double pipe classic with special circumstances? I will point out that I was sitting down on the toilet, but the double pipe classic happened at least 30 seconds before any brown exited my anus.
Hmm. It's a really good question. How do you feel about it?
You know, I think putting circumstances around a double pipe classic isn't fair because, look, they're like Halley's Comet. They come around so rarely.
Yeah.
It doesn't really matter how one has a double pipe or just that
so
one has a double pipe.
I think even during a murder, it's still a double pipe classic, you know?
Uh-huh.
Like whatever.
A murder?
Yeah, like if you were to be thrown out of a building and as you hit the ground, you farted and burped, you get to take that to the
credit.
Grave. Yeah, you get credit for that.
Yeah, I think so too.
So I don't believe in the special circumstance either. I would say, sir, you
had your double pipes.
Had your double pipe classic, and it's something to be celebrated. I would tell people about it. I would make Facebook posts. I would, yeah.
Yeah.
I would share that. That's really cool.
Who invented that term? Is that a top dog term?
Oh, it's generations old.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
Is that in the Bible? I think it's the Old Testament.
It might be. It might be in the Bible. It's certainly in like Shakespearean stuff, yeah.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
Doth hath made a
double
pipe classic.
I think it's in Romeo and Juliet, actually.
Yeah.
Because she kind of gets after him for having one or something. Like she's on the balcony.
I remember that.
He's like, oh, Juliet. And then he farts and burps and she's like, Romeo, a double pipe classic.
Yeah, that's right. And that's what gets her.
Mm-hmm.
And then they get married.
See, and then you're sitting here giving me a hard time about it. But, you know, it's actually a loving
true
thing.
Love. Order your alcohol with DoorDash today and drink in the savings. Use code YMH24 to get 25% off, up to $15 value on a $35 minimum subtotal on your next alcohol order for eligible users only. The alcohol selection on DoorDash is top shelf. With thousands of stores all over the country, you're sure to find what you're looking for and more. Beer, wine, mixers, mocktails, and more can be delivered straight to your door. Save up to 25% off, up to $15 value when you spend $35 or more with code YMH24. So whether you're grabbing drinks for an event or staying in for the night, DoorDash is here to help you have a great evening any evening. Terms apply. Must be 21 or older to order alcohol. Drink responsibly. Delivery and promotions available only in select markets.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
You know, your sister just got married, and I was looking through those wedding photos this morning, and I was like, wow, look at what a happy time. Just that wedding.
It's yeah.
Romantic. And then, you know, flash forward 9-8 years.
Yeah.
Taking a shower with your husband, blowing snot rockets and spreading his asshole in the shower.
It's pretty cool. It is pretty cool. I agree. It's pretty cool. pretty.
Little wedding's a little misleading, no?
Are you saying you want me to dial it back?
No. There's nothing I can do. The train's already left the station, you know.
Which is the one you want me to cut out, though?
Oh, Mo. The snot rockets.
Snot rocket, yeah.
In the shower. I don't even mind getting pissed on anymore. Like, I just expect it now. I'm like, nah, what's that warm? Oh, it's Tom peeing on me. The ass spreading, even that I can tolerate. I think the horking and the snot rocketing. I can't. The horking the loogie is the... It makes me want to vomit.
Oh, speaking of that, this guy, big fan. Let's see if I can...
Big fan.
Yeah, he's a big fan of the show. He's a big fan of what you were just saying.
Yeah.
Was it her or the other woman that was offensive?
They both were, yeah.
They both were offensive.
It was so strong.
They had a smell or they
man.
Just smelled? That was
man,
it?
That was everywhere. It's like this trying to film it.
What a smell. What a smell like.
So this guy is trying to describe the smell of a woman somewhere, and he keeps just gagging. He has a dry heaving.
Yeah, I don't
reflex.
Like it. Yeah.
I know, but you were just describing it, so.
Was it just like body odor? Like,
no, I can't even listen to dry heaving.
Drex subs or no?
Shut up.
The wife loves
it. Was it a farm smell? Were they working on a farm?
No, it was just. Right.
He really. Oh man, that's so good.
She's really tickled by that.
She is. Let's see if we got this set up. Here he is doing it.
I can't watch dry heaving.
Multiple times.
Oh. Babe.
You can't watch it?
No, I hate barfing. You know that. I hate it.
Oh, my God.
Babe.
Well, all right. I took it down. Babe.
You're the worst.
I got something else for you. You'll like this.
No.
Come on.
What's this bullshit?
I'm back.
You're back.
You play Dennis Rodman. I'm back. Wow. Watch this bullshit.
Our favorite family.
We are the Braxtons, and you'll see. Is that our favorite family?
Yes.
That's my favorite family.
That's exactly right. We have a clip of them.
Tony.
Tamer.
Tracy Tawana. Missy will teach you a thing or two. On Braxton Family Value.
We are the Braxtons and you'll see. We are not like an ordinary family. Trust you to one of three of Tamer and Missy will teach you a thing or two. On Braxton Family Values.
So here they are. Well, I'll just have them tell you.
I miss the Braxtons. We have so much. Oh, I've seen this episode. I like
this video. This lady was having orgasmic
twitching
for 3 hours. Who wants to do that?
She didn't. It's involuntary. It doesn't stop for several hours. Even the woman, she was like,
I don't want to do this no more. Then she grabbed one to her bed, and she couldn't. She was,
I love them so much.
I don't want. There's a twitch.
There ain't no twitch.
You got something taking over your body.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it is. So if a man has an erection longer than he's supposed to,
supposed
the erection goes. What?
No, baby, that's that blue pill. If you have an orgasm for 3 hours, don't no dingling supposed to make you feel that good. And if it do, keep it away from me. I'm good.
I love her, but she had that weird, that weird affectation.
Yeah,
but that's Trina, right?
Yeah, Trina has that weird one.
Oh, I'm the house.
She has that pronunciation that the reason that it's so fucking bizarre.
The house
is that she grew up with them.
Yeah, she's the only one that talks like that.
That's
they all talk normal.
Weirdest part of it.
Trina is who picks up that affect.
It really is the only weird part. I mean, if they all did that, oh, this flea flu's been here.
Where's the thief? He'll kill it. Fifo's so good at killing flies.
I know, but he's
get it, blue man. Oh shit! It's about to go down. Oh, close. This is when Tamar was a little bit more normal. They were having their vaginas steamed, and I remember in this episode.
Their vaginas are steamed?
Yeah, they're getting their vaginas steamed right now. It's like some...
What's wrong with you?
That sounds weird.
Yeah, it's kind of stupid. But anyway, I think they just did it for the show. Like, not real.
Oh, right. Like a lot of things.
Yeah, like, yeah. We're going to get spray tan.
They gotta end up giving those people something to do, you know?
Yeah, they can't just sit around and talk. They have to sit around and talk and get their vaginas steamed. Silly.
Would you want to have a 3-hour orgasmic twitch?
No.
Oh, God.
When we're at your funeral.
Yeah. And you just keep coming all over him?
Mm-hmm.
All over your dad. All over your dad's dead body.
Gosh. He doesn't come, though, every time, right?
Well, it's not stuff coming out, but he's feeling like he's coming.
Right, but could you imagine, I didn't think of that, if he just filled his pants all the time, too? Then he'd have, like, his pants be all wet.
That's right, babe.
Can't pick up the kids at the
you said
school
that,
or nothing,
you said
you know?
That like you just figured that out.
I did. I didn't put that together before.
Yeah?
Like, his shorts would be all wet. Ugh.
Yeah, you don't want to have
nasty.
3- and 4-hour
nasty
erections either, you know?
You don't want that?
No. Viagra might be helpful.
Yeah. Be bad.
Yeah.
Very bad.
Isn't that what Viagra does, though?
Yeah, it's exactly
what it
does.
Dick hard for 3 hours?
Yeah.
Oh, that's absolutely silly.
Yep.
Speaking of dick hard, I got a random text message.
Viagra might be helpful.
Yeah.
You know, this is the new phone number. Not even new anymore. Maybe a year. And I keep getting random texts and random voicemails. I just got this one. On Saturday, 10:35 p.m., and all it says is, sticks on deck. What the fuck does that mean?
Sticks on deck. Sounds like I'm ready to fuck.
That's what I thought. Like, maybe it's a sexting thing.
You're getting sexted.
Sticks on deck.
Maybe it's
like,
a...
my sticks on deck, bitch.
Maybe it's one of your comedy club contacts.
Yeah. Yeah, sure. And then I texted my millennial friend, and she said it sounds like... Hold on.
Sounds like? Do you go, sounds like?
It sounds like. No, no, no. She goes, never heard that one. Look at the sticks, like blunt wraps. Maybe the blunts
are
the blunts are on deck.
Wow, your millennial is very savvy.
I know. Yeah. This is my one contact with the young people.
Sticks on deck, it could be.
Sticks on deck.
Blunts are ready to roll.
Sticks on
deck. A marijuana cigar, if you will.
Yeah.
Sure.
So fucking old.
Well, not only did you get sticks on deck.
Yeah.
You also got, after a long hiatus, new Persian voicemail.
Yeah, that's neat, right?
The same lady.
Same lady. And it's weird because it's been going on for months and months. And
I have a theory on this. I understand why.
Yeah, okay.
This lady, like people that are not from the millennial generation,
yeah,
that are from the generation even before us, she... perhaps is dialing from memory. So she is dialing every time.
Oh, right.
She's not doing a saved number. I'm calling my friend. And then dials and is like a digit off every time.
Or, okay, that's one excellent theory, Brownlock. Or she's got like maybe that the old number saved in her phone and there's two numbers for one person. You ever have that?
Oh,
like a new one and an old one?
There could be. Yep. That's another option.
Yeah.
The reason that I thought that she was dialing from memory is that there's probably some interaction in between these things because
right.
She doesn't go like, you never called me back, which
right.
means that they probably speak at some point. And maybe she's dialing correctly sometimes and incorrectly other times.
Well, because she clearly hasn't figured out that this number doesn't get a response.
Right.
So you're right. The interaction kind of comes and goes, which leads me to believe it could be an alternate phone number. Like with my dad, I have his old number and his new.
Yeah, yeah.
But then you...
Well, here's what came in this weekend first.
Shit.
I was telling me to do, can you call me please? I'm going to do Airbnb. I'm going to do it. Thank you so much, Matt.
Thank you so much,
Matt.
That's really fast.
Yeah, Matt.
Okay, talk to you soon. Bye. She likes how she throws the English in there.
Thank you, Matt.
Can you call me, please? من راجع به Airbnb یه اطلاعاتی هست و بگیرم اینو به خاطر من اصلا راجع به چی نمیدونم. میتونی لطفا من یه تلفن بکنی؟ Thank you so much. من راد میرم برای تو مرغا رو واسه بیاره. Okay, so talk to you soon. Bye.
And then you think that's it. And then she calls you again. Again.
Hey, come on in. Rod, why didn't you take the notice for the tenant? Hello, Rod. Come back, please.
Rob. So wait, it's Salome. I thought it's Salome.
Yeah.
And now this person's Rob. This woman's just dialing.
She's dialing.
And leaving messages for everybody.
Just with no discretion.
No discretion.
No discretion to her dialing.
Yeah, I don't know, man.
Yeah. You gotta get your dialing together, lady.
Yeah. Anyway, I'm still getting those nice voicemails.
Yeah. Please. This time she said, please.
Please. Yeah. Rob, come on. Come on.
Come back, please.
Yeah. I still get nursing gigs for Shanaz. Shanaz, this is Brent calling from the nursing.
I wish Shanaz would know, you know, because she's like...
Shanaz is missing out on all kinds of business opportunities.
Babe.
Babe. What are you doing? Babe, no, I don't want it.
He doesn't vomit.
But I don't like the dry heave. That's why I don't like horking. I don't like it.
Okay, I'm closing it. Gosh.
Man, you're just torturing me.
It's fun to torture you. You're my wife. so, really sad news is that we lost another icon.
God damn it.
The day after last week's episode aired, on my flight up to Sperm Can, I get a message. Prince died.
Oh, my God. It's devastating, dudes.
We thought it was because I dropped Charge to the Game, my new football podcast.
And then he listened to it and dropped dead?
Yes, because he didn't like football. But that's not what happened.
That's not what happened.
No.
First Whitney, then Michael, now Prince.
That's the Holy Trinity.
I know. There's only... Madonna's the only one left.
Yeah, she's the Holy Spirit, but yeah.
Of our of the childhood stars. I can't... Cyndi Lauper, I would say, is another great... He's 57. He was 57.
Genius level. Yeah,
genius.
I know. We're going to get the autopsy reports back.
Are they sending them to you?
Well, yeah. The guy, the coroner there said, Tom, I'll try to get it to you first.
okay.
So that's like in another week or so.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I'll probably get it like tomorrow.
Before everybody else, yeah.
But no, I mean, I'm curious to see what killed him. You know, he's too young to die. What the fuck?
Well, they're saying that pneumonia, and then someone brought up a point that he's a Jehovah's Witness, and maybe he refused medical treatment.
Well, he had an emergency plane landing the week before. He was flying back from a gig. They landed his plane in Illinois. It was only like...
I think it's Illinois.
Right. It was only about 30 minutes or so from Minneapolis, but they deemed it that important. Landed, took him to a local hospital. They wanted him to stay in the hospital, and they didn't secure a private room for him.
Oh,
and he was like, nope.
It's Prince. You should secure a private hospital for Prince.
He took off.
Of course.
The next day, there was a dance party at Paisley Park, his compound in outside of Minneapolis. And supposedly everything was fine. And then obviously this is, you know, then there was footage of him riding his bike around his neighborhood and stopping into a record store. So all that they said was fine. It does lead, you know, a lot of like the medical people to think that, you don't realize how many people die of the flu and pneumonia every year.
So
it's thousands.
Young, but he's only, that's for old people.
No, or it's not, older, it's not young, always. Right? Yeah, old and young are more common to die with it. But the point being that if your body is weak, so he's already been hospitalized, should have said your immune system is a little bit weaker, you're already sick, and then you get that, and you're not taking care of it. You know, your lungs fill up with fluid and you die.
I thought he had maybe HIV or something and nobody knew. Mm. Who knows? Mm. We'll find out. He's so talented. He wrote songs for so many people, too, which is the crazy part. Shit that you don't even know that guy was responsible for. I just remember Purple Rain came out. I bought the album when I was a little girl.
Really?
7 or 8 years old. I had a 33 of When Doves Cry, and on the back was... 17 Days was another song.
Yeah.
And I didn't know what I didn't know what masturbation was. I learned about it from Darling Nikki. I learned about sex through Purple Rain. That was like one of the seminal, if you will, albums of my childhood. And Apollonia, seeing her tits. I remember she jumped in the Lake Titicaca or whatever.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Remember seeing Apollonia's tits for the first time?
Sure, man.
You're like, whoa, there's tits in a movie?
And I think Prince is interesting. He was kind of like, as a kid, I was like, what is this guy? Because he was so, was so different, but so singular, so unique.
Yeah.
You know, I would see Prince, and I was like, this dude is unlike any dude that I've seen or known, because he had that kind of non-binary quality to him.
Right.
You know, he kind of morphed between the two genders.
Well, he was a feminine
heterosexual.
Right, like David Bowie. I think David Bowie may have been bisexual. There was rumors that he was sleeping with
an era dudes. That he was, yeah.
But yeah, he was a femme guy, and he loved it, and he was short. You know what's interesting about Prince is that
5'2".
He was tiny, and he wore those little heels.
Yeah.
Is that Prince was, what was magic about him is that he believed he was sexy.
Right.
He really believed that he was. When you look at him objectively, look at a photograph of Prince, and you'd be like, this guy's fucking 5 feet tall. He's a shrimp.
Right.
And he's tiny.
It just shows you that you can.
But he exuded this presence of like a sex god, and everybody took him to be that way, which is amazing.
Let's go crazy.
Oh, come on. That's a jam.
That's a jam. 1999?
Yeah.
That's a fucking jam. Party jam.
Purple Rain is, I think, a perfect album. Sure, I still listen to it.
But I mean, also, you know, even
the earlier,
a little
further,
I was saying a little later on, you know, you get to some of the songs that were just amazing to listen to as well. And, you know, in honor of him, we have a little bit of it because we're big fans, you know?
Good morning, everyone. How are you today? It's me again, Shane Lee. Tom and Christina from Your Mom's House podcast.
Not a good angle for camera work.
They want me to teach you how to sing Diamonds and Pearls.
I love Diamonds and Pearls.
Everyone loves this song.
Yeah, it's so good.
I liked his earlier stuff too, Paisley Park, and is this paused? Or?
No. That's just the intro to the
Paisley
Park, that song.
You know that song, Paisley Park is in, girl on the season. That's a good song.
Yeah, he's got
so many
a
hits.
Killer
that guy.
Library. It's crazy.
A library,
man.
Yeah.
A library, yeah.
New Diamonds and Pearls.
Such a good song. Yeah.
Okay.
New Diamonds and Pearls.
Okay, so we're just doing a little sample. Well, you know, we get they might flag it for being a duplicate copy on YouTube.
Right.
Oh, that audio matches up perfectly with the original, and then YouTube.
You want to flag it.
Takes it down. So we just gave you a little sample.
Yeah,
you gave you diamonds and pearls.
It's diamonds and pearls.
Yeah.
A special boy or a girl.
I mean, Shane exuded everything that I think Prince did in this.
Even aesthetically, similar.
Very similar guys. It's a tribute. It's really a tribute. Obviously, Shane, you know, he wasn't doing his best there. He makes that clear in a lot of his clips. He's like, I'm not doing my best. Mm. You know what's interesting to point out as I go through these pages here, I'm looking for, I have more of Shane, which I know you want to hear.
Everybody is on bated breath waiting for more Shane content.
Shane episodes that we featured him back to back a while ago. Let me see.
I sort of had some technical problems with my computer. Couldn't quite do it perfectly.
Perfectly. Well, that'll get flagged for sure.
You gave you diamonds and pearls. We'll be a forever girl.
You gave you diamonds.
Yeah.
If a critic would give you the world.
Yeah.
All I can do is suffer you forever.
Oh, you get it.
Yep, there you go. But I loved Prince as a little girl. I thought he was just amazed. I still was.
Yeah.
What a bummer.
When we dedicated entire segments to Shane, this is just trivia. from our show.
Your mom's house trivia. Is this going to go on the Wikipedia
page? This will go on the Wikipedia page. When we dedicated 20 minutes to him episode, I don't know, a year ago, the following week, our listenership went down by over 30%.
Easily. Mm-hmm. And it took a while to regain that.
Yeah, it did. People were like, nope.
Nope.
Yep.
People were aggressively outraged. Upset with the emails we got. Yeah. Stop playing this guy. He's the worst. Yeah. He's the worst. So
yeah.
We don't want to overdo it with Shane Lee. That's
a little bit high for him there.
Little bit high for him.
A little bit high for him there.
A little bit. Yeah. That's what Feef sounded like when he had a kennel cough.
Yeah, it's exactly what he sounded like. It's gone. So rest in peace, Prince.
Oh, it's such a bummer.
Yeah.
And you know, and then these shit suck artists are still alive. You know, mm-hmm. Why not Justin Bieber? Take him, God. Instead, you're taking the good ones.
Yeah.
You know, and there really isn't a climate to nurture artists as weird as Prince now. If you look at it, it's just gone. Yeah. Look at people like Patti Smith, like these weird androgynous people, Prince, even Bowie, right? These gender non-binary people, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
It's gone. Gone is this time.
Well, you know, I a lot of people don't know this, but I'm poly.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm bi. And I'm also non-binary.
I'm proud to have come out as polyamorous, and now I'm excited to share that I'm bisexual.
Yeah, I'm non-binary, too.
Oh, the non-binary, for those of you who don't know what the term means, I'm surprised if you don't. I mean, who isn't non-binary these days?
Right.
President Obama went to London and was
taking
questions from the audience, and a Pakistani person came out as non-binary to President Obama, and that was on Twitter. And we were like, what's non-binary?
Yeah.
It means neither gender, correct?
Yeah, it means you don't identify fully with male or female.
I'm totally non-binary.
Yeah. You feel like that too?
Totally.
Hmm.
I'm like, I'm demi-gendered, you know?
Yeah. Interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting.
I don't know. I don't know. There's so many different genders.
There are a lot. I'm going to see what my dad thinks. If we can get him on the phone. I don't know if he'll answer. But I'll see.
That's the best part about this stuff is asking our dads what they think about these gender.
Yeah.
New gender norms.
I hope he answers. So it was really great telling him the first time.
Hello?
Mom.
Tommy, you were calling in the other line?
Of course.
Well, I was trying to call the vet, and I said, that phone, I don't recognize it. But that's not your phone, no?
Yeah, I was calling from my other phone. We have a few phones here. So.
I saw 213, and I said, this has to be a salesman. Somebody's trying to make me vote for Hillary.
No. Hey, I wanted to tell you something I'm really excited about. I'm poly, and I'm bi, and I'm non-binary.
You're what?
I'm poly, and I'm bi, and I'm non-binary.
This is what I understand. I'm poly, and I'm bi, and I'm non-binary. So if I put it together, it doesn't make any sense. Not even Chinese.
I'm polyamorous. I'm bisexual, and I'm non-binary.
You're bisexual?
Yeah, but I'm also...
Why don't you become transgender so you complete the whole picture now?
No, but I'm non-binary.
Ask Christina if she doesn't... You're not bi?
I'm non-binary.
You're not binary. You're just bisexual.
No, I don't identify as either male or female. I'm just... I don't identify as either gender. So
but you cannot go to the bathroom. Be sure to go party before you go out. You're totally screwed. You're not either one. unless we get Trump.
Unless we get Trump?
Yeah, Trump, there is a chance. He's going to respect that you're nothing.
Are you a Trump fan then?
Sad. I'm not a nobody. I mean, this is awful. This is embarrassing.
Yeah.
I absolutely, the idea that I'm going to watch Hillary talking is the most fake politician I have ever seen. Hi, the smile, and it's the typical politician. It's telling you everything you want to hear, the way you want to, which I don't see authenticity at all, and it drives me insane.
So that's...
Karam is a not crazy boy that doesn't have a clue how to run the country. Yeah. I would love to see, what's his name, Kasich?
Yeah, yeah.
Is the only guy that, for me, sounds honest, completely knowledgeable, and it says he doesn't have charisma and is not a leader.
Yeah.
Tell me, who do you like? Honestly, do you want Hillary?
I'd rather have just another non-binary person leading the country, you know?
Well, why don't you run?
Well, that's the thing. That's the other announcement I wanted to tell you, that I'm probably going to run for president. Mom, it's not a joke.
Okay. I take it totally serious. If Trump can win, why can't you?
Oh, Christina.
You already have the support of all of us.
Christina wanted to tell you, she's here, but she wanted to tell you about the shower we took the other day. Because she's been I'm going to tell your mother. Because we took a shower together. Here, tell her, babe.
Can she hear me?
Yeah.
Oh, my.
Hi, Dad.
I can hear you. Oh, hi, Christina.
So your son and I.
Tell me about it.
Yeah, you're going to love this. Your son and I thought it would be romantic and loving to take a shower together. And
okay, I can almost guess what he did.
What do you think happened?
I think he started farting and poop came out.
Close. No,
I'm right.
He spread his butt cheeks to get the water on it. He used the bar of soap, and he put the bar of soap in his butthole instead of taking it.
Dear God, please tell this story to Tom. No, don't bother him telling me. This is so disgusting. I think my husband will enjoy and will be proud of him.
Wait, it gets better. And then...
You mean it gets worse? No, it can't get better.
It gets worse. Oh. So then he starts horking, like hawking a loogie.
Dear God.
And then he blows snot. He puts one finger on one nostril and pushes the snot out of the other one.
That's enough. I can't even you tell me this. I can't believe you're telling me.
Yeah,
this.
And then this.
I don't want to hear anymore.
I promise you. And then the snot was in his beard. And then he peed on me. He peed on me in the
shower. I can imagine anything with that imagination. Nevertheless, saying he did something like that. This is
horrible.
The most disgusting thing
horrible.
In my 70 years of life I ever heard. And you think this is funny?
I don't think it's funny. I think it's horrible. I think we were trying to have a
And what do you think? Well, nothing surprised me. He just told me that he's not binary and he's not mixed, but he's nothing. He's bisexual. That doesn't qualify. And you don't mind that he's bisexual, by the way?
Oh, I think, yeah, he's poly. He's polyamorous. Bisexual, but he's non-binary, so he's not attracted to either sex.
Oh, I thought he was bisexual.
So he's what?
He's bisexual, he says.
Right, well, but he's also non-binary.
I like both sexes, but I'm neither sex.
Right. He's asexual.
He's a psychiatrist.
Well,
they can fix you and do something with you, Tommy.
Can I tell you something? Very hurtful that Christina did. Well, after we took that shower, she told me that I was a homeless person. that it was like showering with a homeless person. Isn't that rude?
With a homeless person?
Yeah, she said that showering with me is like showering with a homeless person because I'm spitting and.
You're not degrading the homeless people. I mean, why is that?
I don't know
what she means with a homeless person.
Ask her about
the homeless
comforter.
Person is cleaning them. She's taking a shower. So what is wrong?
Ask her about the comforter if she noticed that he was washing the comforter.
She's cleaning himself.
Oh, that's right. That's true. That's a good point, Mom. Hey,
so
Dad told me the other day that he farted on the bed and that there was shit on the bedspread.
He did. It's true.
And what did you think when you heard this?
No, I walk in the house and I see your father cutting the comforter in the washing machine. I said, I just wash it. He said, yeah, but I just pooped on it. And I said, what? He said, well, it was an accident. I didn't mean to, but I had a little fart and it was one of those farts that you don't know is just not a fart. So
do you know that those are called a shart? Do you know those are called a shart?
I have no interest in knowing the name of those, because if I have one of those, I have to doubt I go to the bathroom.
No, no, it's called a shart.
This one usually.
It's called a shart. Shark? Yeah, shart. S-H-A-R-T.
A shart. Oh, he had a shart then.
Right, because when you go to fart, but you shit, so it's a shart.
Well, usually you have one of those, whatever the name is, I don't like it. If it happens, it's in your underwear. But right. If you go through your underwear to the pants and to the bed, then you poop in your pants. You didn't shart.
That's a good point, actually. That's a good point.
Isn't that the truth?
Yes.
I mean, how can you go through so much stuff?
Now, do you...
Good distinction.
Did you, it's a very important distinction. Did it bother you that he didn't remove the poop stains from the bedspread? He just put with the chunks of poop into the washer?
Would you mind to change the topic of conversation? This is so disgusting that I lost my appetite. I was, when you called, I was having a cup of coffee with a coffee cake.
Yeah.
And I was calling the vet for my dog. I hung up to the vet to see who is this person who's calling me to both numbers. It has to be something important. First, I saw somebody who wants me to vote for Hillary because they are that inconvenient. They are that inconvenient. They call you when you don't want to and they tell you bullshit and you pray by it.
Right.
But it tends to be you to talk about poop, which is even worse. But it's all we're talking.
But we're worried about you. I'm worried
about you. You haven't even told me how is the baby. We talk only about...
What baby?
He's in the crate right now.
He's in his...
Well, that's just...
He's locked up.
Just give it to me because you're so busy now being a buy this and not this, but you're not a poly, but you're a bio. What is this, baby?
No, I'm poly and I'm bi, but I'm also non-binary.
You're poly.
Yeah, and bi.
And bi.
And non-binary.
And non-binary.
Non-binary.
Non-binary. And yeah. What is non-binary?
I don't identify as either gender.
That's very sad. A Christina doesn't mind?
No.
You don't mind?
And here's the thing. When you refer to me, you don't say he. Like, you don't go, he would like to do that. You say they. So if somebody says...
They, like you are plural. So you
right.
are both.
Right.
Yeah.
So,
why can I say it? You are nothing. Actually, you are not they. Let me clarify this again. You guys don't talk good English.
Okay.
You are not they. You are it. Because you are nothing. Now you are nothing. You're not, you don't identify like this, and you don't identify like that. So you're it.
That's a little hurtful, but okay.
Well, it's between my kitchen table and you. Neither one is nothing.
Well, I don't know if I'm your kitchen table. I'm telling you.
Well, Tony, if you have no feelings, you're not attracted to either one. You are not bisexual. You are not poly. You are not Billy. You are not Bali. You are not Billy. You are just that. So that's not they. You are not two people. The opposite. You are reducing yourself to it.
We prefer they.
Well, I'm sorry. Oh. For me, it.
Tell
it's
her.
It's not they. They are not two people in there.
Tell her we're
it
making...
It would be they. You know, you want to be both, and she doesn't mind, and you're, oh, God.
Charo. Yeah. We're making sure to raise Ellis in a non-gender conformist environment, too. We're going to dress him up in pink.
Okay, that right now, you just told me you're joking.
What do you mean?
What?
If you,
no, I don't want him to grow up confused.
Yeah.
Well, can I pick up the baby and after you guys have some treatment, like in a couple of years, I give it back?
Well, when he's done playing with his dolls, yeah, maybe. I'm sorry.
I think he deserves to be in a normal environment in which I will care what he is and what
well,
he does.
Maybe we have a different definition of normal.
Yeah, but I know what normal is because I'm only a million years older than you. So I know normal.
Okay.
I know normal.
Whatever.
All right.
Changing the topic of all this dirt conversation, by the
yeah.
way.
Yeah, yeah.
We went to the movies yesterday and I love the movie. Christina, you will love it.
What is it?
What?
My name is Dolly.
My name is Dolly or Polly?
Polly, Dolly.
My name is Dolly and Pie?
My name is Polly Pie?
No, my name is Doris.
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 Oh, Doris. Okay.
I love it.
What is it about?
Yeah, what's it about?
Well, this is an older woman.
Yeah. Okay, sounds gross.
Crush.
Yeah.
She works and she has a crush on a younger guy. and what she goes through. And I mean, her acting is superb. I mean, they don't give Oscars for those type of acting, but she will be celebrated for her fantastic job.
Well, that's
she
cool.
She did a job that, oh, it's adorable. No, it's not the movie you say, oh my God, it was a great movie. That was amazing.
Yeah.
And you should see this. No, it's a movie that it's entertaining, and made you laugh, and made you feel good.
Well, cool. We'll check it out when they make a poly bi version. But, Mom, can I call you back on the other line?
Yeah, but I want to talk more of this.
Yeah, no. We'll talk baby stuff and everything. I got to go take a shit.
Yeah.
I'll call you when I'm done with this.
Yeah, go take three shits because he's not sure he does it in the bathroom.
Yeah, I know.
Right. Excuse me. No, he. Be sure that it does it in the bathroom.
There you go.
Oh, there you go.
You're getting there.
Finally.
Yeah.
All right. They love you.
Bye, Christina. Bye.
Love you.
Bye.
You know what we should do when they come visit next
Wu-Tang
time?
Wu-Tang is dangerous. Protect your neck, brother.
There you go. Big Wu-Tang fan, my mom.
We should buy dolls for Ellis when she comes over next time,
mm-hmm.
like Barbies, and put them around Ellis.
It's true.
And put them in a dress.
See if they like it. Yeah, it's a good idea.
Yeah.
Well, that went well.
That went great, yeah.
I mean, she's not as supportive as I was hoping for, but, you know.
Yeah, I hate when people aren't as supportive as they should be of this stuff, you know.
I know.
Progress, people. We're trying to make progress.
Hello. I'm poly and I'm bi. Let's get some progress. Yeah, here was the time I told my dad.
Dad. Buddy.
Hey, I got to tell you something.
What's that?
I'm poly and I'm bi.
What's that?
I'm poly and I'm bi.
That was the best day of my life when we told your dad you were poly.
He goes, all right, buddy.
Little ACDC, huh?
Little switch hitter. Yeah. All right.
Oh, that's so funny. I love explaining this stuff to the older generation.
It's really fun.
I can't wait to tell my dad about non-binary. I don't know. their heads explode when you try to explain this stuff to them.
Oh, yeah.
I was talking about the bathroom thing with North Carolina with my dad, and he was like, if somebody has a dick, then they can piss next to me. But if they don't have a dick, they can't come into the bathroom with me. I'm nice. Like, that makes sense. He's like, I don't know why people aren't worried about children pissing next to grown men. That's more worrisome. I mean, you actually have a point. Like,
wait, what's he worried about?
Like, you know how in men's bathroom stalls, you guys just fucking pee next to each other?
Yeah.
And if you're lucky, there's some kind of a divider.
Right, and sometimes there's not.
Yeah, he's like, I think we should be more concerned about, like, little boys.
That is the bigger issue. Big old dicks?
Yeah. Like, you don't know what the grown men are doing.
It's terrifying.
Yeah.
When you're a little kid, a little boy, public restrooms are kind of terrifying.
Of course. Yeah. I mean, the fact that you should be expected to whip your genitals out in front of strangers is really crazy.
And people piss on the floor and there's just like, and it is intimidating to be, you know, as you're the height of the other people's dicks.
Oh, geez.
So, you know what I mean? Your face is at their cock
dick level. Yeah.
Pull out their.
You got to go with Ellis whenever you're out with him. Make sure that.
Oh, okay. Thanks.
Don't just let him go alone, pissing everywhere, you know?
You're just thinking about the future right now?
Yeah, of course. Yeah. My terrified son of these monster cocks all over him.
All over him?
You know what, around him.
Like hit him on the head with it and stuff?
Yeah.
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 What happens.
Hey, little boy.
Yeah, it is a bigger issue.
Yeah.
Let's keep our sons protected from these monster public dicks. That's really
or
the
Jumbo, as you like to call yours.
Yeah, Jumbo's. He's something else, man. He is something else.
That was really funny. Your mom really didn't like the shower that we took together.
She got really
You know
upset.
What I noticed is that she will talk longer about gross things she doesn't like if it's coming from me.
Right.
Like we get a little longer of a rope.
Yeah.
But when it's just you, she like will hang up on you.
Yeah.
So in the future, this is a great tag team.
Sure.
Give it to me. Let me tell her the details.
Yeah.
Because she'll stay on the line longer.
Yeah. And for those of you watching on YouTubes, the reason that I handed the laptop over is because you hear us through the recorded microphone, but she hears us through the microphone in the laptop. So if you're wondering, like, why the fuck are they doing that? It's that.
Yeah.
I did feel like at a certain point in that call, though, she was like,
Y'all finished or y'all done?
You know?
Some respect.
Yeah, she was definitely like,
put some respect on my name.
Put some respect on my name.
P.O.P.
Holding it down.
Holding it down.
Hold it down.
It was definitely what was going
on. Mama, I love you.
I love you. Yeah, she was definitely.
I know you guys are dying to know what's up with Bitsy and her diarrhea.
Mm-hmm.
Took her to the vet. and they tested her poopies to see if there's some kind of viral whatever, and it's not that. She is just stupid, and she's eating stuff in the backyard.
And they basically said that.
Yeah, the vet was like, you know what? Some dogs are dumb and just eat everything. So we had to get a special dog food to offset the fact that she will just eat horrible things and give herself diarrhea.
Pills for a baby for life.
Pills for all the day.
Mama, I love you.
Mama, I love you. Practically.
Put some respect on my name.
There you go. Two of them together.
Y'all finished or y'all done?
Yeah, it's great.
Yeah. LinkedIn is helpful.
LinkedIn is helpful.
I don't fuck with LinkedIn.
LinkedIn. Oof.
Also, I watched a Hitler movie on Netflix called Look Who's Back. Yeah. It's a German film, and it was actually pretty good.
Really?
Yeah. It took a neat twist. I didn't think it would go where. It's interesting.
Yeah.
They made a movie that Hitler wakes up in the year 2015 or 2014. I forget.
And what's it called? Look Who's Back?
Look Who's Back. It's in German. It's subtitled. It's so I loved it. It was really funny.
Of course you loved it.
Really interesting social commentary and all that crap.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All
of them.
We have a couple other things. Oh, first we have this announcement I should probably get to that we haven't gotten to yet.
All of them.
All of them.
Your mom really hates the brown dog. Oh, chips in a bowl. That's big. Big news.
It is. It's big news.
It's some major.
Something I wanted to make sure we had our ducks in a row for a while. And so I was talking to Blue Band and had to make sure everything was lined up. And then he flew. To a couple of places for me and made sure we were set to go. And he did this for me, and that is that we are now ready to bring out the all new bikes shirt.
Oh my God. Oh my gosh.
This is something that was originally on our. On our Mommy Jams on this show, and then I made a bit about it on the
Netflix special.
Yes, and then now it is ready to go. We have a bunch of them. They are absolutely fire. We even have a promo.
Bikes! Bikes.
That is great.
Blue Band did that.
Good job, Blue Band. That's good really job. Neat.
Blue
really good work.
Band.
That's hilarious. Is that promo up anywhere that people can see it?
It's going to be. We're just showing it here for the first time.
That's a really neat design. I like that.
Yeah, it's the new bike shirt. We had one for a while. This one is on a much higher quality t-shirt. It's an all new design. It has a few bikes on it. And of course, it has the word bikes in big block letters. This store is now up. If you go to TomSegura.com and your mom's house podcast.com, you can check it out. And we're very excited. And we have them fully stocked. So it's not a pre-sale. There won't be the issue that we had before with a lot of you waiting on your Sup Kane shirts. I profusely apologize for that. And it won't happen with these. And the Sup Kane shirts that you do see on my site are only ones that we have in stock. So we have a new system that counts the inventory and eliminates shirts that are no longer there. You will not have to wait again. So 1,000 apologies. Please get the bikes shirt. It supports us. It supports the show. And it supports, supports our guy here, our producer, Blue Band.
You Jew motherfucker, you!
So, please get them.
Jeez. It's really intense.
Really excited about bikes, James.
Good. That's exciting, guys.
Yeah.
Pick up your shorts. Do your shopping on Amazon. Get on LinkedIn.
LinkedIn is helpful. Is there anything else?
I don't think so. I think we covered a lot of topics.
Yeah.
Yeah, do you want to do the Donald Trump dick detectives real quick?
Okay, sure. 1 second, let me pull this up.
Yum, 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 yum.
The dick detectives.
And you have a number of, what are these, JPEGs I'm supposed to bring up? Yeah? Okay. So here is... an image of him to get your mind in the right place. How about Chara with her political commentary?
Yeah, he's such a turd.
This picture does look like he just finished. He's like, oh,
I guess
feels good that you just put a finger. Ugh. In. Feels good you have a finger in the booty hole, right? Doesn't that kind of look like a pleasure face?
Yeah. Look at his turkey neck.
So you want to go first?
I mean, everybody knows the answer to this. I feel like it's kind of a no-brainer.
Yeah.
It's obviously orange.
It's orange.
Orange with fluffy white pubes.
What about size-wise? There's been a lot of talk about his hand size.
Mm-hmm.
He was accused of having small hands, and then he made a very clear message that my hands, first of all, he doesn't think they're that small, and also no one's ever complained about my manhood. So he was basically saying... I at least don't have a small dick. He didn't say I have a big dick, but he didn't say I have, you know. He said no one's ever complained about it.
I'm going to go for short and thick like a Coke can, but it's short.
Like
it's
a
not
Coke can.
But it's thick.
Coke can is...
Yeah, but it's not great because it's too short.
How short is it?
I don't know. I mean, you know, I don't know. It's just short. It's short. It's orange.
Hmm.
With white pubes, and his beans are tiny. I think he's got small little balls.
Okay.
What do you think?
I think it's actually like a little, like a cute little button. Like, there's actually, I saw, yeah, this is it here. There's this sketch that, that I saw of that, what's her name? Ilma? Is that her name who did it? Ilma Gore. Yeah. Ilma Gore did a sketch of him. Let's see. And I'll try to bring it up here. It's become very popular, and I think in my mind it's very accurate. As far as here it is here.
Oh yeah, right? Yeah, yeah. That's totally that makes sense when you look at the in proportion to the body type,
where it's like real small,
flaccid. Yeah,
yeah. Mm-hmm. He's got a nice because he's got some weight on him. He's got a nice fat pad here.
Mm-hmm.
And it basically, you just see the head kind of poking out when it's flaccid.
Mm-hmm.
And then it probably grows, I think, probably around 4 inches, you know?
Yeah. I don't think he's got anything extraordinary going on down there.
Yeah. Yeah.
I would give him a little more length on that.
You think so?
Yeah. But the shape of it and the color and everything looks about accurate.
I think, I think that's about it. I'm going to go with Ilma's depiction.
Right. Wow.
I think it's really accurate. And, you know, I'm not going to lie. It looks a lot like mine. So that's kind of what I've
you
been...
think? I don't think so. He doesn't have any balls in that picture.
I definitely have...
Oh, they're tiny. His balls are tiny.
I definitely have balls.
Yeah.
I have bigger balls.
You have longer, hangier.
Depends how full they are. Yeah, they get full sometimes.
But like your dad's, they're bigger. So gross.
Uh-huh. But the problem with this episode of Dick Detectives is we don't get to ask Donald, so which is it? Because that's how we usually like to play. I mean, Blue Band, do you want to decide who's more accurate? Is it a Coke can in girth and short, or is it what I saw there, that little head that Ilma drew and about 4 inches long? Blue Band just gave me the point and the thumbs up, meaning I win this round of Dick Detectives.
Detectives.
Wow, perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm. What kind of dick? I mean, what would be your ideal dick to have?
Ideal? Not one of these fantasy dicks that you see, you know, in sex stores or on a few porn stars that are just gargantuan. I think that's too crazy. I think everybody would want. The ideal one would be like a little above average in everything. a little longer than average, a little girthier than average. So I don't know. Maybe like 8's like long, but not like, what the fuck is that, right? So 8 inches long. And then maybe like where your finger, like your fingers don't quite touch when you hold it, you know? Like mine, I can go like this and like I can put fingers around it like 4 times. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, if somebody were to like walk in on me, I could just put like 3 fingers down and cover it, you know?
What color would be an ideal penis color?
I think like a deep purple would probably be the ideal color. You see it sometimes, depending on your blood situation. But I think if it was like just deep, deep purple from base to head all the time, that'd be an ideal color.
What? How does that happen? Is that when it's just full of blood? It's that color?
I think, yeah. I mean, and then what's going on with your veins and, yeah.
Yeah. And then what about balls?
Balls, I mean, ideally, you want probably 1.5 to 2 pounds each, you know, because nice big balls are exciting to women.
And what about hair?
Oh, hairless, of course.
Hairless.
Yeah.
Naturally, yeah.
I'm shaving that thing up all the time, man.
I know. It's such a hassle to shave pubic hair. I hate it. I know. So over it.
I wouldn't mind removing it all.
Yeah, I know. Me too. That would be kind of neat.
Yeah.
Huh. Interesting. I don't know.
I should ask
you.
What's your ideal one?
Babe, yours is my ideal one.
Here we go. That's the loving answer.
Of course.
Of course.
No, I don't care.
Oh, yours is perfect.
I really don't. It's. I think.
Oh my God!
It's not an objective thing. It's the person.
This made me laugh so hard. Is the yeah? It's here. So we had this. You know, the last few weeks we played the woman lifting weights and screaming.
Yeah.
And then we had the woman getting the tattoo and screaming.
Yeah.
And now we have arm wrestling. He's at an arm wrestling competition. Almost. The guy's laughing. The ref. So weird.
Wow.
Dude, I can't even ref it, man.
You hear him? He goes, I can't even ref it.
It's hilarious.
She's so weird.
Here, put your hands here for me.
She's so
bizarre.
Wow,
what a weird beard. Yeah.
And then we had,
Do you think she does that to psych out the opponent?
Yeah, I'm sure
it's natural.
It's her thing, you know?
Yeah. It works.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. It definitely works. So,
so good.
Is the thing I'm looking for labeled everything?
So good.
Is that the one called everything? Okay. So this is, man, this made me so happy. Blue Band put together. Wait, is this it? Is this it? I hope so.
What masterful work.
So
that is so good.
Two arm wrestlers, the weightlifter, and the lady getting the tattoo screaming all at the same time.
That's good shit.
Yeah.
Which one's your favorite? Oh, it's so hard.
This lady I hate and love at the same time,
yeah,
the tattoo lady.
Yeah, yeah.
She's like,
look at this one's
okay,
face.
Okay, I know. This lady's
that one's great. Totally her face ridiculous. Is great.
So ridiculous.
I like the old lady in the corner.
Yeah, the weightlifting
that
lady.
That one's amazing.
It's all good, man. You can't really go wrong with this one. Look, there's other stuff we didn't get to, but I think we got to wrap up this show, man.
Yeah.
There's too much.
Okay. Thanks for watching. If you're watching, and if you're not watching, why aren't you watching us on YouTube? Silly jeans, you better get your life.
Get your life. There's two closing songs, right?
Yeah. Pick the one that says farting. And that's the one you
said. Pick the one that says farting.
Okay.
That's how you know it's good.
All right.
And that's our show.
You got it. Please, yourmomshousepodcast.com. TomSegura.com. Please get the Bikes shirt. It's Bikes. On sale. We have the store is being... has a few other shirts, and it's being rebuilt, so please support the show.
Mm.
And that's it. Domestic shipping is free, by the way. So,
oh, that's nice. That's
nice. Anything else, Jeans? You good?
That's it. I love you.
I love you. Bye. Bye, farts.
Bye, mommy.
Yeah. Bacon and mayonnaise. Fuck.
Damn.
Damn.
Put his legs up like a diaper.
Diaper.
Placement. Movement. Placement. Movement.
I'm farting on you haters.
There's no haters here.
Placement. Movement. Placement. Movement. Like he'll put his legs up like a
ding dong, ding dong.
Placement. Movement. Placement. Movement.
I'm farting on you haters.
There's no haters here.
What's wrong with you? Wrong with y'all?
Movement.
I'm farting on you haters.
There's no haters here.